It's been 5 months since Boston 2024 took center stage, yet it's still hard to nail down whether members of our Massachusetts delegation support the bid.
A lot remains to be seen.
I don't quite know if it's enough.
It's been remarkable that the Olympic proposal has gotten this far.
Congressman Seth Moulton, Stephen Lynch, and Richard Neal are the only three representatives who would talk with WGBH News on the record about the Olympics. And so far, they're not giving any ringing endorsements. Still, each has a strong interest in better transportation or land use in their districts, so they do remain open to the idea. Congressman Moulton is even cautiously optimistic.
We haven't seen a very detailed plan. I think the Olympics would be good for Boston in and of themselves, but more importantly, this is really an historic opportunity to invest in the future of the city and the Commonwealth. What I want to see is a serious, ambitious infrastructure investment plan.
Moulton says he's on board if the organizers follow through on promises to overhaul Boston area transportation. Congressman Lynch is the true skeptic in the group. Most of the proposed Olympic venues are in his district, and he's studying the plans carefully.
The chatter that we're going to build a 60,000-seat stadium, and then we're going to dismantle it and put the land to some other use, but I don't think it's feasible. I just don't think that's realistic. I think once you get a 60,000-seat stadium, you've got a 60,000-seat stadium.
Lynch says he's curious to see whether new leadership changes, reported in the news but not confirmed by Boston 2024, will alter public perception. How folks in the western part of the state view the Olympic bid is still unclear. That's Congressman Richard Neal's district, and he says he's open-minded about the Olympics if it benefits all state taxpayers. He also wants the transportation plan to extend rail lines going west.
There are some long-term opportunities here for the rest of the state, well beyond the city of Boston.
Four members of the delegation had no comment at all, and four others, including Senator Warren and Representatives Tsongas, Capuano, and Kennedy, sent written statements, all essentially saying the Olympics sound exciting, but they still have a lot of questions.
I'm not surprised. You've got to remember, these are members of Congress who don't really have a direct job responsibility related to Olympic activity.
Steve Kerrigan is a political consultant who worked for Senator Edward Kennedy and helped run the Democratic Convention in Boston.
They're going to weigh heavily when to speak out about this. They've got a lot of clout. They've got a lot of power and influence. They don't want to necessarily speak out early and then get stuck owning a particular thing when the plans change.
But the delegation will have to seek support in Congress for federal security funding if the Olympic Games come to Boston. That's already estimated at more than $1 billion, perhaps approaching $2 billion by 2024.
This will be the first U.S. Olympics post 9/11. They're going to make sure that it's as secure as possible.
While there may be no uniformity on how the delegation currently feels about the Olympic bid, the senators and congressmen will have to collectively spring into action if the International Olympic Committee selects Boston in 2017. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.